Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, free pizza. We try. We try to lure you as best we can. Obviously, this past season for the team record-wise wasn't what anyone would have hoped that it would have been. But there were some high points to the season, I thought. What were some of the high points to the season from your point of view?
I think just the development that we had throughout the season, and then at the end of the season, of course, beating Concordia for that first playoff game, that was pretty amazing. And then being able to play in the Pentagon was definitely a highlight of my career, to be honest. So that was pretty cool.
And you also, this season, you had the first home sweep in 7 seasons. Over the weekend.
It's hard to believe, yeah.
When you beat Upper Iowa and Winona on the same weekend, that also had to be kind of a special moment for the team.
Yeah, that was awesome. We didn't really expect that it was going to happen, but we just kind of came out with a fire under us and came out with 2 wins, and it was absolutely amazing.
We're just a couple of days away from graduation. What are your plans? Have you lined up a job after?
I don't have a job yet, but I want to be a grad assistant somewhere with a basketball team while I get my master's. So that's the plan so far. I've applied to a lot of places, but haven't heard anything yet.
Where are you hoping to go?
I want to go somewhere warmer, for sure.
Especially after this winter.
Well, yeah. Come on now.
So we'll see where I end up. I've applied many, many states. So
what would you like to get the master's in?
Either like developmental leadership or some kind of leadership.
That sounds ambitious.
Yeah, I think it would be the most beneficial for like a coaching perspective. They're all in like business administration too, so I would get like the business aspect and the leadership, so I think that would be pretty cool.
Dream job. What is it?
Probably to be a head coach of a D1 basketball team, big D1.
Nice.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Shoot for the moon. What the heck?
Why not?
Yeah.
What have you learned from all of your coaches throughout your career that have made you the person that you are off the court?
Never to give up, because, like I said, we haven't had like the best record all 4 years, but they just told us always keep your head up, always keep going, always move forward, and don't look back. Don't focus on the losses. Focus on the games in front of you. Focus on the road in front of you, and just never put your head down. Just always stay motivated to do what you want to do.
Looking back on your high school career, I'm assuming you were pretty successful at Carmel Catholic High School. You come from that success to a team that's dealt with a lot of adversity. What did you learn from that process?
Well, we weren't really successful in high school. My junior year, we were successful, but we lost all of our talent, so to say, after my junior year. So my senior year was kind of just like a fun year. But I guess the crossover, I just learned that it's a totally different game. It's a totally different competition, and you never know like what's going to happen. Like anything can happen. Anyone can win a game. You just have to keep trying your hardest.
And you mentioned wanting to go into coaching as one of only 2 seniors on the team with 13 underclassmen. Talk about maybe how this season has helped you in terms of coaching as being one of the leaders of the team.
It's helped me a lot, I think. No matter what, I always knew that I had to be kind of like a vocal leader, which I think has helped me in telling others how to help them and picking them up when they're down, and knowing how to talk to different people, like how you can tell them something but you have to tell someone else a different way to help them understand it. And I think that's really helped me this year. I've become a lot more vocal, which I think is really good for me.
It's always intrigued me, for instance, when you came onto campus, you were supposed to improve the team and be better than the people that were currently on the team. I mean, that's always a coach's goal. Bring in players that are better than the ones that are leading. What's it like then that sophomore year when they bring in another class of freshmen that's supposed to be better than you are? What's that like as a player?
It just gives you a little extra motivation to do your job, I guess. We each know that we have a special role on the team, so no matter what they bring in after us, we know that we still hold that role, and we just have to fit into the team like we're supposed to.
I forgot my question. I just, like, I was looking at your stats from last year. You totaled 169 points during your final year here. Looking back on some of your accomplishments, which one stands out the most?
Probably being a team captain. I never really expected that just because I was not really the go-to person the last few years, but this year I came in and I was like, I really wanted to be that leader for the team because I knew there was only two seniors. So to be honored with that, I think, was probably one of my biggest accomplishments.
Did your team vote on that, or was that coaches?
It was team voted and wow. coaches voted.
Nice. That is an awesome accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm completely blessed for that opportunity. So.
And obviously where you're from in Illinois isn't right around the corner from Bemidji. How much have you been able to share with your family throughout your career here at Bemidji State? Have they been able to get up here very often?
My mom has made it up here a lot. She came actually probably 2 times the amount this year than she did the last 3, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, the rest of my family comes sometimes. They try to make it up for at least 1 game, which is pretty cool. But I try to go home as much as I can too for holidays and stuff, so being able to see them a little bit is pretty cool.
What's going to be your favorite thing about Bemidji State that you're going to take away from all this?
Probably the people. I won't ever forget the people, and I think that's going to make me want to come back and visit sometimes. Not a lot, obviously, but at least get up here to see them every once in a while.
She'll come up in August.
Yeah, when it's warm in the fall.
You can almost see all of the lake right now.
That's right.
That is true.
A beautiful sight. When I drove by yesterday, I'm like, holy smokes, that's ice is going out quickly.
Absolutely.
What can you say to the current freshmen, sophomores, and juniors that are coming back next year?
Keep trying your hardest and get back to the Pentagon and go even further next year.
That's great advice.
What was that bus trip back from CSP like?
Oh, gosh, it was...
Did anybody sleep or
no.
did you all just crash?
We were crazy, honestly. We had a good time. We were listening to music. We were just so
yeah,
excited.
I heard about it from Lyle. Because
yeah.
he took the women's hockey team after that, and he wouldn't stop talking about it. It was awesome.
We were on top of the world. That was
so
crazy.
Cool. I wish I could have witnessed it.
That was a pretty cool day in Beaver basketball history.
It really was.
Yeah,
two 8 seeds both go on the road and win, the men and the women.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was definitely a highlight.
Emma, thank you much.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Yeah,
appreciate
good luck with
it.
School.
Thank you.
Our Beaver Fever Friday continues. Beaver volleyball. Focus of our attention, that is next. A Beaver Fever Friday from Giovanni's right here on the Beaver Radio Network.